This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Was it hard to trust a feeling? The closer it gets to the real thing, yeah. Was it dark before we're sleeping? Further and further away from the center of the bed, babe. Every time I look into your eyes, I feel like flying. Every time that we don't kiss goodnight, I feel like dying. For the first time, yeah. And I've been trying to see from your perspective, yeah. And now I'm seeing myself in a new light. Then I see you in a new light. Wanna see you in the moonlight. Every time I look into your eyes, I feel like flying. Every time that we don't kiss goodnight, I feel like dying.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today I am joined in the studio by three charming comedy performers. I'm joined by Sex Shell. So to my left I have the lovely Dom Top.
Hello, thank you for having us.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very pleased to be joined by Dom Top in the studio.
Oh well, yes, there's a hint of irony in the name.
And I'm also joined by Lestrange.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm blooming, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And also Callum Mack is here with me.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Average.
Just average. Not having a good day.
Just an average day.
It's just an average. Oh, am I not? Am I not
do
like?
This all, we do this all the time. So average.
Oh, God. I'm wearing my most average feather ruff.
So, guys, tell me about Sex Shells and everything that you are putting out there into the world.
Well, we all met some years ago in sort of London's spunky underbelly.
My favourite place. Spunky being the right word.
We met on the kind of chemsex circuit. Although when we... No. The parties when we were there...
No, we were doing...
We weren't having chemsex
separately. We were all having chemsex separately with other people and then would reconvene. Do you know when you go back to the party?
Sure.
You never guess what I just saw. You know,
and then we'd all play Grandma's Footsteps together.
Yeah. That's true. Musical it was very statues. Sweet. And every now and again, we'd go, wouldn't it be amazing if we could be comedians one day?
It's true.
It's very sweet.
So, yeah, after that, we decided to throw together a musical comedy show.
So where did the I get where the comedy came from. Where did the musical side come from?
Well, we all love attention, and we all love to sing. But Adam actually has a background in opera.
Do you really?
That's true, yeah, which I have not actually brought to the Sex Shells stage. But I started, I think at our very first gig, I did a little one-man version of Disney's Little Mermaid called The Little Meth Maid.
The Little Meth Maid, wow. That was beautiful.
It was a gorgeous, very special, nuanced metaphor. And yeah, and then we just all... Then we started... Our next one we all did together was... He Had the Baggy, our Sex Shells Shell Block Tango from Chicago.
Yeah.
And since then, we've just been belting our little lives out. This was 4 years ago this started, in a little basement of a straight bar in Dalston.
Oh, gosh.
And then Johnny Woo found us and rescued us and took us to the glory.
We haven't looked back since.
I love Johnny Woo. I feel like he's just so good at collecting queer talent and just and pushing them out there into the world.
He's amazing, and he's given us so much over the years. You know, he comes and has watched us rehearse and given us little.
He's like a
direction hoarder.
You know, one of those people that just like you go into his house and it's just full of like queer performers under newspapers everywhere.
It's like the Bone Collector, but with gays. The Boner Collector.
Boner Collector. Was that with Angelina Jolie?
Sorry, is that on Netflix?
I'm pretending that I know what the Bone Collector is. That's my special.
So tell me more about the Disney influence, like. I guess corrupting our childhood favourites.
That's it. But I mean, also, I think it speaks to the... I think inside many of us, there's still this gorgeous kind of Disney core that's tinkled along throughout all of our journeys through the cesspits of life.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Is that just...
No, I think that's right. There's still a Disney princess inside me waiting to burst out.
That's it.
And that's why I like to take their songs, rip them apart and... cover them in spunk.
Guys, you've been here for 4 minutes and you've referenced spunk twice.
We were told we could say anything, so we're taking full advantage.
They didn't say you could say spunk in all of a Disney film.
Okay. We were told we could say
noonie. We need to be careful. Oh, yeah, they were like, you can say true. Vagina if you want.
No, I was thinking if there's one body part where at least, like, the pancreas, yes. The vagina. Yeah. We should mention, however, that you've only got 75% of Sex Shells in here tonight because we also have that woman, Rosie.
Tell me about Rosie. Where's Rosie?
Rosie, she's
mysterious.
She's probably drinking chartreuse in a Parisian basement as we speak.
Very fabulous.
She's the elusive chanteuse.
She is. She's fabulous. She plays the piano for us. All of the music is live. She plays piano, is this sort of sassy, sequined, subversive feminist in the corner who engages with us, has her own solo moments, and also is sort of this sort of dark spectator. She's fab.
What a description. And you said, so this has been going on for 4 years now.
Yeah.
That's an awful long time. Like, how is the show? Because I've got to be honest, I haven't seen you guys perform yet, and I'm very excited.
But you're coming on Saturday,
aren't you? Yeah, so you're performing on this Friday and Saturday, the 12th and the 13th at Soho Theatre.
Yep.
That's right.
I've been told you're in the big theatre as well.
Yeah.
That's true. It's because we had this little sellout run last month.
Oh, just a casual little sellout run.
Now we're in the big room.
Let's quickly upgrade them and immediately give them this huge stage. We're actually, I'm being I'm being silly about it, but we're super excited, aren't we?
Yeah.
Very excited.
It's probably the biggest space we've done a full-length show in. We did Hackney Empire last year as part of Johnny Woo's Unroyal Variety.
Mm-hmm. We do the outside stage of the National Theatre every year as
that's
well.
True. Wow.
With the glory.
But this is our biggest full-length, hour-long show.
There's a chance that all of our egos are finally going to be fit into the theatre.
And all of our costumes.
Yes, that's it. We have to. So this is one area in which this show's changed. We started out just sort of wearing anything that we...
Flip-flops and collops. Just strolling on stage, doing the show, and then going to go get ice cream afterwards.
That's it. Yeah, we did frequently. We went to the Brighton Fringe a few years ago.
Oh, my God, that was dreadful.
We used to just go out for lunch, have a few drinks, and sort of find ourselves on stage.
We've got to do the show now. Should we do the show? Let's do the show.
Should we have an aperitif and then go to the show?
And then suddenly went, oh, my God, it's curtain up in 5 minutes. Quick, come on.
I just remember that moment we were both looking at the menu, being like, oh, yes, it's sort of like, you've got a show.
Sunday.
Like, oh shit, okay. Off we go.
Come on, love. Mm. Yeah.
I think that's such a good way to be, though, isn't it? You know, like.
Well, we're not that way anymore.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
Well, no.
We wear feather ruffs just to, you know.
So your outfits.
He wants you to know.
Your outfits today are incredible. And do you all, like, get together and decide what you're going to wear? Because you're kind of all uniform. You all match.
Well, that is so sweet of you to notice that we match. Because we do always match.
We normally match.
We've got a certain. Mavericks. There are certain maverick elements in the cast.
There's a certain level of costume drama
with one
member of the group.
Listen, it's three pups trying to decide what to wear. It's not easy.
It's tough. I want you actually to all walk. I feel like there's a story behind each of your outfits. Can you walk me through them? Callum, tell me about your what it's like a cowboy.
Yeah, just loads and loads.
Number.
Just loads of cows.
Loads of cows.
Cows on a field. Cow is in a loaf of bread.
Cow.
Yep. Was that enough?
They're in a beret. Those are all words.
Yeah, and then because my hair looked like shit, a hat.
Yeah, so there's not really any story there.
No. I mean, I don't know what you want from me. You know, I'm
it's
wearing
more a kind of view from a train.
Yeah.
Glaring cow, another quick. Cow. Yeah.
It's a look. It's a look.
Thank you.
Tell me about your outfit.
I'm giving you sort of a dark sorceress who's quietly transforming into a pelican. Yeah. Or
right.
Something.
Who's at his neck.
And that's the fact.
shut up. Will you shut up?
You were like saying it like, we can do that.
I desperately wanted to say neck brace.
That's what they said to me at the Courtney X show.
Oh dear.
Where does one get such a feather ruff from?
There's a lovely feather ruff. Boutique in New York I go to. It was like Party City, basically. It's really, really shit. And this is for like I don't know, sexy witches at Halloween or something.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I've got one in red as well.
Yeah, it's very sexy. And I'm getting like a little bit of pilot, a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mine is like, I guess, if a military officer and Madonna in the 90s had a big slutty baby. With a beard.
Slutty baby.
You are a big slutty baby.
I am a big slutty
Nothing
baby.
Nothing better
slutty
than a babies. Slutty baby.
How long have we been on now? We've moved on from spunk. Can you please come?
tell me, what can we expect from the show this weekend? Is it going to be more of this filth and smuttery? Or what are we saying?
There is some sort of story.
There is a lovely story.
No, there isn't. We do sketches and we do songs, don't we, boys?
We do.
It's a big helping more of this kind of smuttery, but to music this time.
Okay.
You know.
But I mean, it's not all, you know, cocks and come
sure.
it's sort of sex, drugs and sequined satire.
Yeah, so. We've got yummy mummies at Tesco, we've got gentrification.
Mariah Carey playing
God.
Whitney Houston at the self-service checkout machine talking cigarettes.
We've got murdering muscle Marys.
Oh, we have. I mean, we've got it sort of David Attenborough style Homer Natural documentary where two homosexuals are in a tank attempting to be bred.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
It's all done.
I mean, I want to come to the show just for that bit. That bit sounds incredible.
Yeah. And this is only the beginning. So it's a big heaving Pandora's box of
yeah, I mean everything, I feel every single thing you just said to me, I feel like that none of that fits together at all, which makes it more exciting for me.
That's it. Yeah, so there's
a little bit of a read there. Let's pick up on that.
I'm not sure. I feel like none of that fits together. Yeah. But I'm excited.
None of that made sense.
The fact that doesn't make any sense. Over here began by saying, well, there is a story, was a bit confusing.
I forget.
No, it's a big sequined spectacular variety show, I'd call it.
Yeah, that's it. Flash, character,
Dick.
New scene, Dick. Yeah.
Very here for it.
Bum. There's a costume change as well.
Oh it? Yeah, there
bum.
Is. There's a big
you
costume
shout
change.
Bum.
Why? Of all the things I've shouted so far today, why was it bum
you just
that astonished
bum.
You? Oh my God, don't say bum on the radio. Don't
you
say bum.
Bum.
I've got that written on my thigh and everything. I did it.
Well, it is a pleasure to have the three of you here. And I mean, I feel like you're a handful already, so I'm excited for the rest of the show. Let's have a little bit of music. This is Between by Ames.
Smart, just lay back and we're good.
Are you guys ready for a little game?
Yeah.
So ready to play.
I think you're going to really enjoy this game because you can be as filthy as you like. This game is Porn or Not Porn.
Ooh.
Have we started yet? Great start. I have 5 sound bites in front of me, and together we are going to have to figure out whether these are from porn or whether they have been taken from somewhere else. Porn? And because you guys like to destroy Disney songs or make them better, whichever way you like to look at it, we've gone for a Disney theme this week.
Oh. Was it Disney porn game? So, is what we're doing.
Yeah. Yep. That's okay. The game.
A whole new world.
Disney porn game. So, on FU Bar Radio. Sorry.
I don't know the answers either here, so I'm guessing they're either from Disney movies or from porn. But it's not as easy as it sounds.
Right. Okay.
Shall we dive right in?
Yes.
Okay. Here is our first little soundbite.
I should never have allowed you and your toxic daughters into my home.
Ooh. I mean, toxicdaughters.com is never far away from my tabs.
what does that even mean?
Toxic daughters. I don't know, Spunky Babies.
Finally came out.
Spunky Babies.
Didn't we say that earlier? Somebody else said that earlier.
Only you have been saying Spunky Babies.
I have not been saying
She's
Spunky
just
Babies.
She's just a Spunky Babies lover.
Can we please get back to the bloody point?
What was it against them about?
I should never have let you and your toxic daughters into my home.
That was a very well remembered. And
thank you. She's an actress. Not my first time.
What film would that be?
I don't know.
It's not Little Mermaids.
I feel like if it is a Disney movie, it'll be more like one of the lesser known ones.
Like a Disney Channel one.
It's a sort of a dystopian sort of nuclear apocalypse Little Mermaid sequel where the daughters of Triton have all become these hideous radioactive prostitute zombies.
I want to see that.
We are the daughters of Triton.
That's quite high concept.
I think that's porn.
I think it's porn.
I think you're right. Yeah, because I just don't know what Disney movie it would
be. He shouldn't have let them into his house, but he's gonna fuck them to death.
Yeah. should we have it again?
Yeah,
let's have it again.
I should never have allowed you and your toxic daughters into my home.
Yeah, that score,
it's a good score, isn't it?
That's a Disney score on a porn film, which I think is great.
Oh, the porn film could be called Disney Score.
What was it, Spunky Babies? Go on, tell us about the Spunky Babies again.
Silence. Please just stop
porn.
Spunky Babies now.
Stop it.
Porn.
Porn. I'm going to say porn.
We are saying porn. Final answer. Mm-hmm. And it is indeed porn.
Yay!
This is the prince from Cinderella regrets letting her and the stepsisters into his home just before he changes his mind and then fucks them all.
Yeah! Oh. I even knew it!
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
That's so good.
Porn connoisseur.
All day. Tuesday afternoons well spent.
Do we watch a lot of
Tuesday
porn?
Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, that's his porn hour.
Oh. his 1 a week.
That's it.
I allow myself 1 hour of porn a week and then straight back to business.
A gong echoes through the streets of Haggerston, disturbing the afternoon air.
You all realise it's actually Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Definitely.
I think so.
Okay, next one.
I know, but I couldn't.
I thought that sounded like me going, no.
Who spent the time to do this?
Who made these clips?
Who made these?
It's the intern's job.
Oh, they've just shown. Right, very good.
Because I thought his no sounded a bit fruity and ladylike, like me. I think it's not. I don't think it can be the.
I want
another go
on that.
The last one. Sorry, I'm getting confused now.
Let's hear it again.
This could easily be Jafar, couldn't it? Sorry.
I'm trying to hear the porn.
Sorry. I know, but I couldn't.
That's not Jafar.
That's not Jafar.
It's porn.
That's porn.
No, I think that's Disney.
That's not magical enough.
I think
enough
this is a red herring.
I think no I think sounds convincing, but I couldn't.
Doesn't.
Sounds like porn acting.
I agree.
Sloppy voice acting as well. I mean, that's what you get with porn. Isn't it? Not with
sloppy.
Disney.
Yeah.
No.
I think porn.
Disney Channel, though, is pretty sloppy.
I think it.
There's some real shit on there.
Disney Channel is well sloppy.
Oh, a nice sloppy channel.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, guys.
Stop it. Please.
Please.
Please. This is my.
Porn.
Yes, three, we porn.
Say
porn.
All right, porn. I'll say porn.
It's a porn from me.
I think it might be a mislead, but porn.
Okay, we are saying porn. I don't
Final
think
it's porn,
answer.
Porn.
I am afraid this is not porn.
I told
play
you.
It again. This, play it again.
Okay, here you go.
I know, but I couldn't.
Who the hell is that?
it's John Smith from Pocahontas. Is it,
isn't,
not?
No,
not.
It isn't.
It's the second. It's the Who second it? Voice, like the voice of a dog.
It starts off Jafar, and then it gets very plain, like kind of DFS advert.
What is this? It's,
what is it?
It's one of those. I think it's like one of the like straight to DVD ones. The Road to El Dorado.
Oh, I like The Road to El Dorado. That's not Disney. That's DreamWorks.
That's DreamWorks.
Is that DreamWorks?
That's DreamWorks. Sorry.
But doesn't Disney own DreamWorks now?
I don't know.
Been tricked.
Disney
is
owns everything,
DreamWorks?
Right?
Is it Disney? But the producers are on it. I don't think it matters, guys.
I love us desperately being like, well, there's a reason we all got it wrong. It's because you're wrong, actually, not us.
That's actually DreamWorks.
That's so embarrassing. I've never seen Road to El Dorado.
It is indeed DreamWorks.
Oh my god, we're such dweebs. You know what? We're such dweebs.
You get the point by default.
Oh,
good.
Yes.
Get the point by default.
Good.
All right. 2 points.
Let's do the next one.
Bye, Snow. Bye, Jasmine.
Jasmine. I heard Jasmine.
Say it, play it again, Sam.
Bye, Snow. Bye, Jasmine.
Bye, Snow, bye, Jasmine.
I think this one's a red herring and this one is actually porn. It's too obvious that Jasmine's in it. And nobody from Aladdin had that accent.
No, I have a theory. That awful movie that came out last year, Wreck-It Ralph, in that they had all the Disney princesses in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, by Snow, as in Snow White, by Jasmine.
You're
so
right.
Might be that.
You won the points for biggest nerd. Well done.
hard to win that after our DreamWorks moment.
Yeah.
It's a hotly contested field.
Very proud of all of you.
I might be wrong, though. Like, this could just be like
that is
Disney
so convincing.
Porn.
I think it is Wreck-It Ralph.
Do you?
The second one. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Have you seen it? No. Are you good at voices? No. I don't know if that's the right voice.
Oh, no, it does. Wreck-It I have Ralph. Seen Wreck-It Ralph. It does kind of sound like him, I think.
Let's listen again.
What you're talking about.
Bye, Snow. Bye, Jasmine.
I'm not good with voices, so I'm not sure.
Sounds like it could be a drunk Gaston.
It starts off a little bit Gaston and then it gets a bit lazy. It must be Wreck-It
Ralph.
That's
still not porn, so are we saying porn or not porn?
Oh, good point. Not porn.
Not porn.
Not porn.
Okay, we are saying not porn. And the answer is not porn.
Woo!
Well, who said it was Gaston? You did.
Yeah, I did.
So the character of Gaston from Beauty and the Beast says goodbye to fellow Disney characters at the Disneyland Park in Florida. So whatever I said was completely
Isn't
wrong.
Isn't that uncanny? It's because
I sort of
fancied Gaston, but I really fancied the Beast before he turned into a man.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as that paw turned into that horrible pink...
Horrible clammy hand.
With that blonde blur.
Fuck off,
oh, God.
But so and then I thought, well, who in this universe would I allow to ravish me? And it was Gaston.
Yeah.
I also really loved that I was obsessed with the line, I use antlers in all of my decorating. From a very early...
She could go on.
Yeah. I would like some more.
Wind her up and watch her go. Oh.
Can I just say what was that clip from? Just people speaking
just people
at Disney World.
Yeah,
it was like
Magic.
One of the. It was
you're
one of the.
You're not going to make another technical protest.
I protest technically to everything.
First DreamWorks, now this.
Porn.
It was one of the guys that one of the characters in the park.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Like a YouTube video or something, I'm guessing. Right.
They dug deep for that one.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I like it.
All right, next
dug
one.
Deep.
Please welcome.
Would you like that again?
Porn. Yes, please.
sorry, everyone.
This is real. It's on my head.
That must be porn.
No one's voice hits that high note when they're not got a dick in them.
Yeah, they don't. Can we have that one more time?
You can indeed.
This is real. It's on my head.
Yeah.
That
porn.
What in the world is actually saying? This is real. It's only
her. Someone put some bumbly teapot music in the background.
Bumbly
teapot.
Is it Mrs. Potts?
Is that how we got this?
Being
I think
pond.
It is. Someone's put a Mrs. Potts soundtrack to porn. Porn.
Angela Lansbury.
Oh. I reckon. Breathe. I'm sure it's like that's probably like a parody porn.
Yes.
Like another parody.
Yeah,
Mrs. Potts' pussy or something like that.
Mrs. Potts.
That's the title of my tea room.
Oh, this is pot's pussy.
All right, yeah, we're saying porn, and bonus points if Mrs. Potts Pussy is indeed the name of this particular porn.
Come on, Mrs. Potts
Pussy. Come on, Pussy.
Come on, Mrs. Pussy.
It is indeed porn.
Yes!
And this is Alice in Wonderland. Ooh. Stars alongside her co-star characters in a group gangbang.
Oh, lucky girl. Wow.
So not Mrs. Potts.
Nice to see them all together.
I wonder if any of the flowers are involved.
Or the
which, if you had to fuck one Ooh. From Alice in Wonderland, which would it be? Though?
Tweedledee specifically.
Oh. Why?
Yeah.
But dumb.
Don't like Tweedledum.
Yeah, but that's a...
But you like being Tweedledeed.
A yeah, mirrored...
I like to be like tag team by the whole flower bed. Those trippy snapdragons. Do you know what I mean? Herbaceous border.
Or that caterpillar's quite sexy. You know, the one that smokes the shisha. Yeah.
Is fair. There a really sexy one that I'm not remembering? Like a really... Who's the hunk of Alice in Wonderland? I can't
there's
remember.
No,
is
there
a
hunk? There's no beast.
Is it like a big like...
I fancied Raja from Aladdin, the tiger.
I fancied Scar from Lion King. I liked that he had armpit hair.
He was hot.
It really did
that's
things.
That's a lion.
Have you seen Lion King?
But it had Jeremy Irons' voice.
Thing.
What a combo.
I mean, Mufasa and Scar. Yes.
How did we get led into this?
I don't know.
So you want to fuck the tiger from Aladdin? No, just to clarify.
Out of everyone who is in Aladdin, as a child, the one that I wanted to have sex with was the tiger. Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Raja. He was sort of dangerous but caring.
I'm sure Disney is responsible for a lot of people's weird fetishes now.
I don't have a cartoon tiger fetish. It's not true.
I think
I
you
don't
should.
Have
She's a
whole
a furry
larder
fucker.
Full of Frosties just to look at them.
Oh, Tony the tiger.
Great.
Right, should we have the next one before
yes,
this descends
please, yeah.
any further?
Let's continue on.
Right, our last one is...
So we were so close. We can be like that again.
No, that's Disney.
That's Disney. Sounds too expensive soundtrack-wise to be a porno.
Unless that's, who is that?
Let's have it again.
So we were so close. We can be like that again.
I'm not convinced.
Oh, why is... I think people are now digging through Disney songs trying to find soundbites with, like, filthy significance now. This is actually
filthy
quite wrong. This is sodomizing.
You're outraged.
I am. This is disgusting. I think that's like...
just nicked a little bit of like, Disney background music and done a little...
Oh.
What are they being? It's like, suddenly they're so close. I just felt like musically there would be a bit more... da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Rather than that.
True. So you're not impressed enough for it to be...
No, I don't have the sense of awe that I normally have when a Disney score enters my ears.
Would you like it one last time?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
So we were so close... We can be like that again.
I kind of see what you mean, actually.
Or is it Frozen?
I reckon they've chosen some like just some random. Is this what Belle says to you as you go into the what's it called?
You're being very quibbly about the source of these Disney clips. Like, this was
because
from a deep dive on
people
YouTube.
Are trying to catch us out and make us look like fools on radio. That's why. We need to be careful.
We've got our reputation at stake.
Yes, our image must stay intact throughout this game.
Right.
That must be some Disney thing that we don't know.
I think it's not porn.
Yeah. If that's porn...
I'm inclined to agree.
Great.
I'm inclined to agree. We are saying it is not porn. I'm afraid.
Shut up.
It is indeed porn.
No. Let me see. What's this the title of this
let
one?
Me see.
Do we get a little goodie bag of the DVDs?
This is Princesses Anna and Elsa from Frozen, starring an animated porno where they're in the nude and get a little closer than they do in the film.
Let's see this.
Wow. I would like to see this.
They're sisters, aren't they?
Well, because the
they
thing
are.
Is when
there's
Elsa
been a real sisters theme
Anna,
in this.
her sister freezes to death.
Wait, who freezes to death?
Well, when she climaxes, she loses control of her power. Surely,
oh, right, yes.
And it would
have you seen this porn?
No,
or is that in a Disney
true.
Film?
Come on, I'm just thinking cohesively and coherently, as I always do.
Okay. So, They could probably use like ice dildos and stuff on the frozen pond.
An ice dental
they?
Dam.
Yeah, like icicles all up their stuff. That's what it's like.
Well, I'm actually going to give you half a point for that last one because you did say frozen.
That's true.
You did say frozen. So I'm going to give you half a point for that, which means you got 4.5 out of 5, which is a pretty good score.
That's
your reputation is intact, Callum.
It's a good opening G measure, that 4.5.
Yeah. That
so
one went over my head.
I know, you all just looked at me like, sure. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, shut up.
I was just like, that's very unrealistic. Boys and girls, if you're doing GHB at home, don't do that measure to start with. Start with a 1 and then move your way up to 1.5 if you're feeling ambitious.
Yeah, and put on Frozen the Pawn.
What's
she doing it?
Christ alive.
I'm gonna get our lovely producers to get it up for us so we can all watch Frozen the Pawn in this break.
Oh, wow.
Yay! But for now, let's have a little bit of I've Gotta Be Me.
Introducing the owl, young black female from Brum Town. I'm a queen. Where is my phone? Give me your crown. Set the card, do it every barrier I tore down. I'm the answer, no second guesses. I wear what I want, I barely wear dresses. I've been doing this way before by the lessons. I turned all my laws into yeses. And like a boss, stood my ground. Yeah, I'm proud, scream it loud. They knock me down, so what did I do? I stood back up, took my chance and pushed my luck. I'm living proof, you can come back up. And the whole time I've been here, I've been myself. The whole time I've been here, I've been myself. I'ma be me, can't be no one else. From the windows to the wall, la 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 la. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. I gotta be free. You know I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me, yo. I won't settle for less. Seatbelt on, I'm driving to success. The journey's been long, the ride is never ending. I'm trying to get to my destination, it's been stress. Gotta be me, gotta be me too. Wanna release, gotta unleash. I wanna live, not merely survive. Wishing on a dream can barely keep me alive. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. I gotta be free. You know I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me. And the whole time I've been here, I've been myself. The whole time I've been here, I've been myself. I'ma be me, can't be no one else. From the windows to the wall, la 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 la. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. You know I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me.
That was a little bit of I've Gotta Be Me by Lady Leisha. What did you think of the Frozen Pawn, guys? I know it wasn't quite working there on the screens.
What a... I'm spellbound by
spellbound.
It, actually.
I was enchanted by the inclusion of some small floral detailing. Thought that spoke of a real sort of craftsman-like pride taken in it.
Somebody put love into that.
I thought it was very... Yeah. It was obviously made with care.
Those big animated cocks were great, weren't they?
I was sad that there was no cameo from Olaf.
Is that the snowman?
Yes.
Yeah, he could do a lot of damage with that carrot, I feel.
You can make. I mean, he pretty much is a butt plug, isn't he?
Yeah.
Same shape.
Absolutely.
You only need to change the original. Perfect. Shove him, up there, I say.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, guys, I feel like you're all very experienced people. So we are now moving on to the next section of the show, and this is sex confessions. So our lovely listeners have sent in their sex confessions, and we are going to react to them, give advice. You were all panicking because you thought I was
going to ask sex confessions.
I mean, who you been talking to?
If you want to divulge, you are more than welcome.
Hasn't all of this been one huge huge sex confession, yeah. Basically. Sure. A huge shameful diatribe.
My Tuesday porn hour.
Sorry for giving that one away.
Aww.
You should. Yeah.
I don't know if you can read this from over there. Are you able to read that from over there?
Can't read.
I will read. I will read the first one. Oh, does that help?
Oh yeah, that does.
Okay, over to you.
I once went on a date on NYE. We went back from her house to have sex, where there was a party going on. Neither of us could come, so I went into the bathroom to finish myself off. As I entered the bathroom, my friend was doing the same. He cummed on my foot. Cummed?
Cummed. That's what we're going to discuss.
Okay, let's get stuck in with this one, boys.
Right,
okay.
What do you think, love?
So, the fact that they had to finish themselves off in the toilet, be patient. You will finish. Don't worry. There's Why are you going to the bathroom to watch pop a load in the bowl? I don't think so.
I mean, why did they have to leave one another's embrace? Why, you could just lie next to one another, wanking themselves off in a desultory fashion.
Just sort of polish yourself off.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be.
If you just keep going, so it's like one of those like red kind of. Like a kind of deflated balloon, or just, like you can
one of
shake
those kind
one
of
out if you need to.
Labial flowers in the Elsa porno.
Yes.
I would also like to add that there doesn't necessarily need to be a climax. It doesn't necessarily. You're
That's
looking
true.
At me like
it's
this
not.
Person
the journey,
is an amateur.
Not the destination. But why did they split up? Why go and just wank yourself off in the loo? And
the fact that they then took themselves from one room to another to finish.
And the Jews
trajectory.
They live in a dorm or something.
Why?
But there was someone else in there already.
I know that, darling. But why was the person who was already there? Why
just
was
waiting at the door?
Spunk exactly. Unless Give he was on the other side of the room.
Come on in.
I imagine there's something about the wording that is imagine the door opened. They looked at each other in a moment of sort of mute bestial incomprehension, and then slowly come drizzled from the friend's cock onto his little hoof.
We want the person, whoever wrote this, we want their detail.
We need more information for this.
This is bullshit.
They're straight, though. Are they straight? Did
it's
it
a
say
cock and balls? I don't know. They're having us on here.
I assumed it was straight because, you know, gay men are better at coming at parties.
Yeah, we are very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Pop a few of them off just to get the party going, you know?
It's like party poppers.
On New Year's.
So be there, yeah, with the countdown.
It's like New Year's every day.
Dong, 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 dong.
Are you ready for the next confession?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. I went to a BDSM night in London for the first time last week on my own.
Ooh,
well I done. Loved it so much. Bring on the next one. My only problem is I have a fear of blindfolds. Now, why is that a problem? What? You just don't wear the blindfolds.
Yeah. There's a whole host of things you can do at a BDSM party that doesn't involve eyesight.
How do you feel about leather? You know?
Yeah. A bit of leather.
What about getting completely stretched at some people like that, getting stretched open at BDSM parties, for everyone to see.
Human chill out room.
Or you like could just start small with some like nipple clamps or something like that.
You don't need to put a blindfold.
You don't need a
Cosmo
blindfold.
Magazine. That's it.
Whoever's misinformed them about blindfold should be ashamed of themselves. Yeah. That's not all you have to do.
Yeah. I think the issue here might be that they're very willing to kind of, I'm guessing, like be submissive and submit completely, and they're happy to do everything else. But the blindfold, and I feel like they think that the blindfold is part and parcel of the package.
That's what you can always
you set
you
the
can
rules.
Be crazy.
Set the rules.
And
set your own boundaries.
Have a limit.
Yeah,
I'll take anything up to the elbow, but no blindfold.
That's it. My limit is the smell of lavender.
Fine,
that's
I think.
All.
Yeah.
Anything but the smell of lavender is welcome in my dungeon.
These people writing in are thick, aren't they?
These are lovely beans.
This is not how we ingratiate a listenership.
Listen, but this
Come
is advice.
Come to our show, you thick bastards.
We're trying to tough them up. That these people need toughening up. If you're moaning about a blindfold on the BDSM club, get the fuck out. It's not for you in here, sweetie. Right, should we have another one?
let's have one. I'm afraid to subject my lovely listeners to you now. What are you going to say to the next
one? Me and Lestrange, we're very kind and we have lovely advice to give. Yeah, Callum's just a cunt.
Not everyone's going to wrap you
not
in cotton
you.
Wool.
Oh, Callum.
All right, our next one is, I'm a 24-year-old girl, and since the age of 19, I've stopped wearing underwear. I just don't get it. It's so restrictive. Even in a skirt, the risk is kind of hot.
Okay. My only question here then is then what does she do? Oh, no, she could wear a tampon. Oh, she doesn't need knickers for a tampon.
No.
Oh, she's fine.
She's
Go on, girl. Get yours.
No, that's
this
great.
Girl needs
I support
to get a life. I mean.
What? What? What's the matter with you?
Mean? Why is she writing
she
in
just
to
wants
say
to
that?
Have her fanny free.
I think that's, I mean, I'm commando right now. I mean, true, I haven't written into a radio show about it.
Exactly.
But I should love to be commando in a skirt.
I think it's nice.
I think you can having your pubis ruffled by a lovely, friendly zephyr.
What, you can wear whatever you want on your bits as long as you don't have to talk about it all the time.
Callum, for God's
girl,
sake.
Stop being
this
such
girl
a
needs everybody to know she's going commando. I bet she arrives at the club, I'm going commando. You know what I mean? One of those
like,
people.
I just don't understand, like on like public transport and stuff, when you sit down, you've got to like keep your knees together at all times.
Yeah, but unless do people look directly
maybe
into
she's
there?
Doing a Sharon Stone.
Maybe, yeah, the little, yeah.
On the tube. Oh. Can you imagine?
I would love to see a vagina on the tube.
I would
love
pull
to see
the emergency switch.
What line do you think it would be? The V for Victoria line. We could have we could all get together. We could do it like in honor of like, and so we could for some kind of cause.
This what? Basic bitch.
Flash our vaginas. What are you saying?
Or something. We could all flash our vaginas one day. Yeah.
Did you say for diabetes?
No, for Dachshunds.
Sure,
that's better.
We'll do it on porn shoes.
Sausage dogs.
Right. Flash your vagina for duck sausage dogs.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm saying. God. And I think I should be allowed to say that, don't you? Without fear of ridicule from my friends.
They let anything be a charity these days. They really
do. Vaginas Flash your bits for sausage dogs.
Oh,
come on.
Well, good luck, sweetie. I actually do want to see your
sausage
version of children
vagina dogs.
Red Nose Day.
Spunky Babies.
What's your version?
Red Nose Day. Oh my God. Not right. That nose. Okay. Your other nose.
On that note, I think you all need a breather. I think you all need a timeout. This is a little bit of Carefully Tread by Kurt Parks.
That can't fall.
All right, are we ready for some more confessions?
So ready.
Sure.
Callum, do you want to read the first one?
Okay. Right, I've been banging this guy for a couple of months now. Last week, we got super drunk and I puked all over his bed and his dick. Well, we've been there, haven't we? He's still talking to me, so it's fine? Question mark. People puke on dicks all the time, sweetie. Yeah. I don't worry about this.
Fine. He might even have liked it.
Might have used it as lube, a little carrot.
We've all been there.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
But I'm sure we've all had that drunken blowjob where the mouth's been on the dick and you're like... Whoop. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of, you have to seal it and suck it down.
Yeah, I'll do the kind of like.
Oh my god, yes! Greg's turns from genital to cork.
Yeah. From genital to cork.
Oh. Function.
Yeah, they're still talking to him then.
Don't worry about it.
Don't stress, chick.
I hate the assumption that they wouldn't talk to you just because of that. Like, stuff like that happens in sex all the time.
Why would you be a dick?
Maybe they've been fucking with bad people in the past.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a bit childish for someone to say, I'm not talking to you anymore. You puked on my dick. Get a life.
So immature.
You'll be fine, sweetie.
Yeah, it'll all come out in the wash.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Would you like to read this one for us?
Yes. I keep hearing my housemates having sex. Their code word is orchestra, and they keep saying it.
Is that code words as in like...
It?
I think that's
they
it,
keep
yeah.
saying it. Oh, right.
Saying when
it.
They say code word, presumably they mean safe word?
Oh.
Oh, ooh. Bless. Oh, we've got a real frumpy frou-frou here. Oh, virginal Vanessa.
Code word. Oh, should we think of a code word?
Code word orchestra.
Move. The advice we're giving you is move. They sound like absolute losers.
Why do they keep saying it?
Like, maybe they're not having
if
sex.
It's their,
maybe
if it's their safe word, then maybe like, you know, when one of them's pinching someone's clit too hard or something, they're like, orchestra!
Or maybe they're not having sex at all. They're having a dispute about their small chamber band, and she can hear the sound of their little hands slapping away at each other.
Orchestra!
No! We're calling it the Flute Orchestra of Loughborough.
Loughborough.
Okay. Excuse me. What is Loughborough?
I'm just imagining someone pull their nipple away and just get a violin bow. You could make a sound out of that.
Oh my god, yes.
Give it a good go.
Or maybe it's some kind of a Lord of the Rings sex game and there's an orc extra. That's a terrible joke.
Stop it.
Shut up.
Nice try.
Right.
All right, I think... Can you read that from over here there?
This girl I'm seeing keeps apologising. Even when we have good sex, she apologises even more after anal.
Sometimes you have to.
If she's left his dick looking like a feast bar, then she should be apologising.
Stop
Oh my
it.
God, you must stop that straight away.
Stop it.
Is this where we draw the line?
Feast bar?
That's it. Callum and I are
or an arrow if she's
gassy.
We're revolted on this
side. Top. No. No, scatology, Sue. No.
All right, so why is she... But she's just apologising in general. So
why?
She's like, they both came and then she's like, I'm so sorry.
Why is she... Is she doing something else that she might be sorry? Is she... She might be one of those religious people.
Oh, yeah, if she's Catholic. Maybe she's Catholic.
Yeah. Maybe she's saying sorry to God.
Did she just look under the sheet?
A man crossed himself desperately after having sex with me once.
Did he?
But I think it's because... Yeah, my eyes started rolling back and horns burst out of my forehead.
Oh, I love it when that happens.
I don't like this whole situation. I don't like the apologising. I don't understand the need for it.
No, there's nothing to say sorry about. Unless,
sorry
like
for.
I said, there was a...
And this guy,
yes,
why is
madam,
he...
we've heard what you have
a little
to say
brown
about
kiss
this.
Left on the counter. Oh!
Why is this guy complaining about her saying sorry? I mean, she does anal. Like, shut
she
up about
it.
Her apologising. She lets you
nothing.
Put it up her arsehole. So just, if she wants to apologise about it, let her.
That's it. Yeah, maybe she's getting off on the apology.
Yeah, that could be
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Like that feeling of it being wrong.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry, Daddy.
I'm sorry. She. I'm bad. I'm a bad girl.
Well, maybe she's very formal about it. I really must apologise.
No, I'm sorry.
Remember thrusting in and out of my southern oracle. Oracle.
Southern oracle.
What whispers from the southern oracle? What have you to tell us?
God.
excuse me.
Well, on that ridiculous note, guys, this brings us to the end of the show. I want to hear a little bit more about your show, though, this weekend. Sell it to the listeners, because you've been so mean to them, Callum.
Yeah.
This is your chance to win them back.
Oh, God. I'm not the one to... It's a bloody brilliant show.
It's the show that we did. It's the show that we did all the way through at the Edinburgh Festival last year. Big 4-star reviews. People went wild for it. We've been polishing up. This is Sex Shells at their very glossiest and best. And we just can't wait for you all to come and see it.
Our sparkling sequin spectacular.
That's it. That's it. It's alliterative and filthy.
April 12th and 13th at Soho Theatre, starts at 9:15 p.m.
Oh, that was very formal. I liked that. That was lovely. And what's like the future for you guys after this? Presumably you're going to continue doing shows and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you keep ploughing the field until it goes dry, don't you?
Thank you for that.
You do.
Luckily, our furrows are moist as anything at the moment.
No, after that, there's going to be... we'll be doing shows at The Glory, which is our home venue mm-hmm. in Haggerston, East London.
We're doing a little trip to Brighton. We're giving you a wonderful things at the Marlborough Theatre mm-hmm. on the 29th. And then we're, of course, heading back to the Edinburgh Fringe. Where
amazing.
We'll be back at the Underbelly Cowgate, but this time in an even larger venue. Bigger, better, sexier, naughtier, fruitier.
And we never apologise for anal, do we, boys?
No,
never.
We don't.
You'll be never. Thanking us.
Yeah, that's it.
And if people want to get updates on everything that you're doing, they can follow you, presumably. Instagram, where's best to get you?
We are at Sex Shells on Instagram. On Facebook, we are Shells Comedy. And on Twitter, we are The Sex Shells.
Nice. Sounds right.
And we have a website as well, sexshells.co.uk, but I think the domain's expired.
Did we not pay for that yet?
No. So just check the Facebook or the Instagram. Yeah.
See? New website coming soon.
Well, guys, you have been absolutely incredible. It's been amazing to have you here. I am going to play you out with a little bit of Catching Feelings by Matthew V.
In space. You should go before you go. I'm way too close to
catch a feeling.
We both know just how that goes. I'm way too close to
catch a feeling.
I don't wanna tell you. I don't wanna say. I might have gone and caught a feeling. You should go before you go.
Too late. You should know before you go. I'm way too close.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.